So let's review. The Gemara cites three statements of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Dina de Machus Dina. The laws of the government that do not contravene the Torah are halachically binding, and therefore are resusa de parsai ad memshnin. In Persia, the law was that if a person possessed a field for 40 years, he's considered the true owner, even though he has no shtar. Now, the Rashbam offers two explanations as to its halachic relevance. Therefore, if a Jew bought the field from a non-Jew, he is considered the true owner, and another Jew cannot claim that the non-Jew stole the field from him. And even though generally akum ein lechazaka, a non-Jew cannot establish a chazaka because they are assumed to steal, but in Persia, a non-Jew can establish a chazaka because dina de machus dina. Or, therefore, if a Jew possessed the field for 40 years, only then is he considered the owner. And even though generally Yisrael have a chazaka b'gimel shanim, a Jew can establish a chazaka even after 3 years, but in Persia a Jew can only establish a chazaka after 40 years because dina de machus dina. Shmuel says, Hani zaru de zavin ar letaska zavinu zvini. The wealthy people who pay the taxes of the poor, who did not pay their taxes, and in return the government gives them the fields of the poor that were confiscated, the sale of these fields is valid. And therefore, even if a poor person then wishes to redeem his field from the wealthy, he cannot compel him to do so because dina de machus dina. Rabbi makes the following distinction. Only if the officials confiscated and sold the field to collect property tax, the sale is valid. But if they confiscated and sold the field to collect head taxes, the sale is not valid because karga akarkif de gavri monach, the head tax is a personal obligation, and there's no lien on one's property. Rather, the government imprisons him until he pays. Therefore, his property was unlawfully confiscated. Rav Huna Breidi Rishua disagrees and holds loishna zavin ar letaska oy lecharga zvinu zvini. Regardless of whether the officials sold the field for property tax or head tax, the sale is valid because of filasari dekada mishtab de lecharga. The law allows them to confiscate anything, even a jug of barley for the head tax, and they can certainly confiscate a field for the head tax. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding hametzah v'achatzav, whether a raised border or a chatzav plant whose roots go straight down into the earth and stay within its boundary are considered a separation between two fields regarding the following halachas. Nichse hager. As taught in Daf Nun Gimel, all agree that if a person makes a chazaka in one field of a ger, his chazaka does not extend to the ger's adjacent field, and he does not acquire the second field because they are considered two fields. However, there is a machlekes regarding the next two halachas. Peah. If one set aside peah in one field, does he become exempt from peah in his adjacent field because the meitzer v'chatzav are not considered a separation and they are considered like one field? Or perhaps he must set aside peah separately in the second field because the meitzer v'chatzav are considered a separation and they are considered two fields. Tuma. Generally, savik tum rishus hayachid, tame. Any doubt about tuma that arises in the rishus hayachid, a private area, we assume to be tame. However, there is a machlekes in the case of hanichnis labika b'mayis hagshamim v'tuma besad the plainis v'am halachti l'makam alaz v'eni deyam nechnasti lais l'makam imlav. One who enters a plain of many fields, where one of the fields had a tuma, but the person does not know which field he had entered. And during the growing season, a field is a rishus hayachid because people may not use it as a shortcut since they might trample the produce. Rabbi Eliezer mitahar. This person is tar because Rabbi Eliezer holds safik bia tar. The stringency of Savik Tum Rishus HaYachad does not apply when we are not certain if the person even entered the field. It applies only when he certainly entered the field, but we do not know whether he touched the Tumah. B'chacham Metamen, this person is Tumah because they hold Savik Bia Tumah. The stringency of Savik Tum Rishus HaYachad applies even when we are not certain whether the person even entered the field. Now, if there was Meitzer B'chatza between the field that did have a Tumah and the field that did not have a Tumah, do we say that even according to Rebbe Eliezer, a person who goes into the second field becomes Tamei because the Meitzer v'Chatzav are not considered a separation and they are considered one field and therefore it was not a Safik Bia, but rather he certainly entered the field which had the Tama? Or perhaps according to Rebbe Eliezer, a person who goes into the second field remains Tar because the Meitzer v'Chatzav are considered a separation and they are considered two fields and therefore it was a Safik Bia. The Gemara cites the Machlekes as follows. Ravasi Amr Biechanan says, Hametzah v'achatzav mafsikin b'nichse hager, av l'inyin peyeh v'tumah loy. Only regarding chazaka in a ger's field, Hametzah v'achatzav are considered a separation. But regarding peyeh and safik tumah, Hametzah v'achatzav are not considered a separation. Because as the Rashbam explains, min ha-tayra in Hametzah mafli karka ha-mechuberes. Regarding isur deraisa such as peyeh and tumah, There is no separation for two fields that are connected. Regarding chazaka, however, there is a separation for two fields that are connected, because the chazaka mal yasa b'ina shayachzik b'chol asadis. One must perform a superior chazaka in each and every field. While Rav and Rabbi Yechanan disagrees and says a mitzvah v'chatzav mafsik and afilu peya b'tuma. Even regarding peya and suffik tuma, mitzvah v'chatzav are considered a separation, because they are no different than chazaka, for which mitzvah v'chatzav are considered a separation. Gemara then adds that there is another machlokes regarding Shabbos. It seems from Rav and Amr Rabbi Yechanan that avale Shabbos loy, regarding Shabbos, mitzvah chatzav are not considered a separation. While Rav disagrees and says, mitzvah chatzav mafsik, and afilin your Shabbos, even regarding Shabbos, mitzvah chatzav are considered separation. And the Gemara explains the machlokes regarding Shabbos refers to the following halacha in a brisa. Haytzi chatzi gregris l'shus harabim v'henicha. V'chazav haytzi chatzi gregris acheres. If on Shabbos one took out a chatzi shir from Rishus HaYachad and put it down in Rishus HaRab, and then he took out another chatzi shir, it depends. Behelam Echad Chayev. If in between the two times he carried, he did not become aware that it is Shabbos or that carrying is forbidden on Shabbos, the two eggs combine and he's Chayev Chatzis. B'shnei Halam is Pater. If he did realize in between that it's Shabbos or that it's forbidden, it is two periods of unawareness for which he is Pater, because they cannot combine and each act by itself had no shir. However, Rabbi Yossi adds, even behelam echad, only b'shus achas chayev. If each time he carried, he put the chatzi shir down in the same b'shus harabim, only then the two act combined. But b'shtei b'shui is pater. If each time he carried, he put the chatzi shir down in a different b'shus harabim, the two acts do not combine. The Gemara mentioned several opinions as to what is considered a separation in a b'shus harabim to consider them shtei b'shuyas. Rava says, v'hushi yishchiv chatzis b'neim. The separation must be the size of Rishus HaYachad, 10 tefachim in height, and 4 tefachim wide, for which there would be an Issur D'oraisa to carry from it to the Rishus HaRab. Abaya says a full karmelis. Even if the separation was the size of a karmelis between 3 to 9 tefachim in height, and 4 tefachim wide, for which there would only be an Issur D'Rabban to carry from it to the Rishus HaRab. And according to these two opinions, a mitzvah v'chatzav ain't mafsik on l'shabbos. If there was mitzvah v'chatzav between the two reshuyas, he is chayev chatzis, because they are not considered a separation since they are not the size of a reshus hayachid or even a karmelis, and therefore the two acts do combine. However, Rava says a fiddle pisla, any separation, even a piece of wood less than 4 tefachim wide, which is a makam pater for which there is no isra at all to carry from it to the reshus harab. And accordingly, a mitzvah v'chatzav mafsik in l'shabbos. If there was mitzvah v'chatzav between the two reshuyas, he is pater, because they are considered a separation and therefore the two acts do not combine.